And a pleasant good evening to you from Babson Park, Florida, as the Dort College Defenders get set to play non-conference men's college basketball against Weber International and the Warriors. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest with an 11-3 overall mark, while Weber International comes in with a 7-4 mark. Let's take a closer look at these two teams before we visit with Coach Ross Dalma. Weber International is 7-4. They're on a five-game winning streak after losing four games in a row at one point from November 9th to November the 28th. The losses for Weber International are to Bethel, Tennessee, Cumberlands, Kentucky, Loyola, Louisiana, and Ave Maria, Florida. Weber International has a win over Warner and St. Francis this season. They're averaging 71 points per game are the Warriors. They allow 67.3 points per outing. They make 42.8% of their field goals. Opponents are converting 37.8% of the shots they take, and Weber International is out-rebounding teams 41.5 to 38.7. Ryan Pace is scoring 16.4 points per game to lead this team. He gets 5 rebounds per outing and is averaging 4.3 assists per game. Jakeem Hill is putting in 14.2 points per game and is taking down 7.5 rebounds per outing. Tyler Auerbacher completes the double-digit scores with 12.3 points per game. Gabriel Rutledge takes down a team-high 10.2 rebounds per game and is scoring 6.8 points per game with 50% field goal shooting. Dort College is 11-3 overall, 5-3 heading into the Christmas break. That's 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Defenders started the season with six straight non-conference wins. The Defenders have won three of their last four after splitting four games from November 17th to December the 1st. Dort College is averaging 80.8 points per game and allows 65.1 points per outing. They hold a 40.2 to 31.0 rebounding edge. The Defenders make 49.9% of their shots. They allow teams to make 39.5% of the field goals that they try. Cliff Warner tops the team with a 14.9 points per game average and is handing out 3.5 assists per game with 16 steals. Warner has converted 49 of 108 three-point shots so far this season, leading the team in both made baskets and attempts. Trevor Walterstorff is averaging 13.4 points per game with 6.2 rebounds. He's making 55% of his shots from the floor. Jordan Vogel adds 12.1 points per game and has a 5.2 rebounding average and has made 66.7% of his field goals tried. Austin Kachi is good for 10.2 points per game and is 21 of 46 on three-point shots. Chris Sievers averages 9.2 points per game off of the bench, and Kyle Lindberg has a 7.1 points per game scoring average. Let's check in now with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach.
And I believe we are back on the air from Babson Park, and we apologize for the poor quality, but we're going to have to feel this one out with, we're going to have to go with the cell phone for this broadcast as wireless service went down right at game time. And we will do our best to describe the action to you as it unfolds in front of me. The Dort College Defenders in their black jerseys, white numbers trimmed out in gold, while Weber International is in their white jerseys with numbers trimmed out in gold as well. Glad to have you along with me on this Friday evening, and the Dort College Defenders jumping up with Jordan Vogel doing the honors. Opening tap controlled by the Weber International Warriors, and that's taken away by Bonilla. Bonilla will run point for Weber International. Weber with the basketball. Bonilla in between the circles out front. He passes right side, gives it up to Brian Pace. Pace, the leading scorer for this team. Shot on the way, no good. Off of the back iron, rebound taken away by Gabriel Rutledge. Kick into the corner, and the three-pointer is up and good for Jakeem Hill. Hill makes it 3-0. 3-0, our score just underway. Kyle Lindberg brings the basketball for the Dort College Defenders. Lindberg's pass deflected. It's taken away, and coming up with it is Mike Bonilla. Bonilla, right-handed layup on the left side is good, and Weber International out to a 5-0 advantage. Cliff Warner brings the basketball up. He passes upside over to Austin Kachi. Kachi gives it up over to Trevor Walterstorff. Down underneath to Vogel. Vogel blocked from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. That's touched by Weber International. It'll be Dort College basketball as Jakeem Hill gets up to block that shot away. They will reset the shot clock. As they say that the ball never touched the rim, so no shot clock reset on that play. Inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop is Cliff Warner. Warner to throw it in. Warner throws it in over the top, gets it into Vogel. Vogel with it near midcourt. He hands it off to Trevor Walters. So 20 seconds for Dort College to work with. Pass goes right side over to Cox. She gives it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh's pass is deflected out of bounds. Have the Dort College defenders. Well, you don't have to ask if whatever international came out ready to play in this one, as they have. The Dort College defenders will need to respond. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Cliff Warner. Warner gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up in traffic. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 5-2. Bringing the basket, Brian Pace. Pace will angle it off to the left-hand side. Pace for the basketball. He's going to dribble to the top of the key. Gets around Walter. Short plays it over the right hand. Good. Brian Pace with his first 2 points of the night. And Warner International owns a 7-2 lead. Goes underneath to Vogel. Vogel in trouble. Throws it away. It's taken by Warner out near midcourt. Cliff with the basketball. Comes back left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it into the traffic. Nothing there. Walterstorff picks up his dribble. Kicks it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh in traffic himself. Gets it over to Walterstorff. He whispers in a 17-footer from the left wing. Trevor Walterstorff with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 7-4. 7-4, our score with the basketball is Mike Bonilla. Bonilla with it at the top of the key. He's going to dribble in again against Kyle Lindbergh. Kicks it back outside to Gabriel Rutledge. Goes down into the corner, baseline short corner. With the basketball, they're working it. Jakeem Hill. Hill working against Warner. They come back right side. Weber International with the basketball. Bonilla, 10 seconds to shoot. Bonilla will put up the long three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away. Walterstorff had it momentarily. Swiped away, coming up with it again. Auerbacher knocks down the long three, and Wender International is out to a 10-4 advantage. Well, beg your pardon, just a 9-4 advantage. 9-4, our score. Pass goes underneath to Vogel. Vogel lay in good. Jordan Vogel with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 9-6. Quickly up the floor with it is Brian Pace. Pace into traffic. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. He brings it across half court. Trevor with the ball at the point, comes right side, Kotke catches, fires three, good. And Kotke with the three-point basket, he knocks it up at 9-9. Well, it's been a lot of offense so far in this one. Again, for those of you just joining me, wireless service gave out right before we got started. And Jordan Vogel is called for a foul underneath. Vogel whistles for his first personal foul. And the Dort College defenders, Weber International, will inbound right side of the lane on the Dort College end of the floor. Weber International throwing it in. Pass over the top, and we've got a foul in the lane called on Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff whistled for a foul called on the hold. Inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. That's foul number two. Three team fouls or three? There's three up on the board. Mike Bonilla with the basketball. Bonilla passes it up behind Pace. Pace with the basketball on the left wing. We have a problem with the scoreboard. They're showing three team fouls on the Dort College defenders. I believe it should be two. 16:35 left to play, first half. Left side pass goes over to Trevor Walterstorff underneath Severs. They try to double team him. Now they don't. Shot in the lane by Severs, no good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Sean Kaiser is in. Chris Severs is in. Trevor Walterstorff, Tyler Walterstorff, and Cliff Warner. Pass comes in to Severs. Severs fakes his man up into the air. Jakeem Hill called for the personal foul, and Severs whistled his called on his way to the hoop. Foul number one on Jakeem Hill, averaging 14 points per game. Warner to throw it in, gets it in to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. We're tied up 9-9. Comes left side Warner. Warner three, ball got it. 3-point basket, Cliff Warner, and the Dort College defenders have their first lead of the ballgame at 12-9. 12-9 our score, 16-13 remaining, first half. Weber International basketball, the Warriors bring it up. This is Mike Bonilla. Bonilla passes left side to Pace. Pace gives it up to Gabriel Rutledge. Rutledge drives the lane. He lays it up on the right hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. We've got a foul on, we've got a player banged up on the play. Tyler Walterstorff will pick himself up slowly. He hobbles to the sideline. and looks like he may have twisted an ankle on the way down. Kyle Lindberg will check into the ballgame. Also checking in is Nathan Rendles. So Dort College will have the basketball. Kyle Lindberg will inbound it for the Dort College defenders. And if you want to see somebody out of sorts, just look over at a sideline and watch him talking into a cell phone, trying to find his sponsorship as well. All these years I've been doing it, you think I'd have them all memorized at this point. Probably say them along with me at home. Dort College inbounds the basketball. Warner gets it in to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball across half court. Lindberg with the ball. Files the dribble live with the left hand. Brings it back right side over to Rendles. Dort College playing with a 12-9 lead. Kaiser looking inside to Severs. Severs double team, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. So Chris Severs with two free throws on the way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Chris Severs to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He is a 67% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and through. So Severs makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Chris Severs with a second free throw on the way. 13-9, our score, Dort College, leading by four. 15:38 left to play in the game, in the first half. Chris Severs makes both free throws, and the defenders open up a five-point lead. Dort College right now on a 10-0 run. They've gone from five down to five up. Weber with the basketball. They pass right side over to Bonilla. Bonilla with the basketball on the right wing. Bonilla not much of a threat to score. Pass goes down low to Rutledge. Rutledge facing up against Severs. Rutledge tries the crossover move. Now dumps it underneath. And getting the layup is Tyler Auerbacher. He's got 5 points. Dort College leads 14-11. With the basketball is Cliff Warner. Warner picks up his dribble, gives it to Severs on the hot right elbow. Severs with the basketball. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. Who's the foul going to go on? I believe it's going to go on Sean Kaiser. Kaiser whistled for a personal foul away from the ball. That is team foul number three on the Dort College defenders. Team foul number three, Jakeem Hill will inbound the basketball. Bringing it up is Brian Pace. Pace, a 16.4 points per game average coming into the contest for Weber International. He's backing his way in against Rendles. Shot no good off the back iron. Rebound taken away by Jakeem Hill. Kick out pass, three on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs with the basketball. He gives it up to Cliff Warner. Warner will bring it across the timeline. Cliff with it, right side, goes back over to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg reverses over to Warner. Warner three, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg will reset the offense. Comes back over to Sean. Sean three on the way, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Rendles for the foul on the play called on Dort College. Foul called on Sean Kaiser. That's foul number two on him. And we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to the bench. This will be a media timeout. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And hopefully our wireless signal holds up. We will try to make it up as we go. With the basketball out front is Brian Pace. Pace goes right side over to Johnson Messidor. Messidor passes it back over to Jakeem Hill. Hill with the basketball gives it up to Pace. Pace comes back right side. Three-pointer on the way for the tie is good by Johnson Messidor. Messidor ties it up at 14-14. 14-14 our score. Dort College on the offense. Kachi passes over to Severs. Severs comes back left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff has it at the point. He comes back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi, catch, fire, three. Shot, no good. Bounces off the back of the top of the backboard. Rebound cleared out by Weber International. Weber International with the basketball. Back over to Messidor. Three-pointer, no.
Well, we are back to the cell phone, and we'll do our best to keep up with it. Pass goes over to Lindberg. Lindberg gives it over to Kachi. Kachi right corner. Warner. Warner three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away, though, by Walterstorff. Up. No good. Rebound. Walterstorff gets in. Good. Trevor Walterstorff with the two-point basket. Dort College back in front, 16-14. 12:31 left to play in this first half. Weber International with basketball. They come back out front with the ball to Jakeem Hill. Hill gives it up to Brian Pace. Pace with the ball. Pace gives it up to Rutledge. Rutledge reverses. Round the horn they go. Messidor, three, good. Johnson Messidor with a second three of the night, and Weber International has retaken the lead at 17-16. 17-16 our score. Walterstorff picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Right side it goes Warner. Warner gives it up to Lindberg. Lindberg, Vogel. Vogel looking for the high-low pass. Instead goes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff comes back to Lindberg. Lindberg to Vogel. Vogel, ball poked away. Controlled by Pace. Pace with the alley-oop and the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Kachi. Kachi coming back the other way. They give to Walterstorff. Walterstorff tries to feed it off, and it's taken away by Weber International. Long pass into the front court, and the layup is good. The two-point layup by Jakeem Hill makes it 19-16 after Weber International tried for some flash and dash on the other end with the alley-oop. Comes over to Vogel. Vogel land, good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. He's got four, and the Dort College defenders fail 19-18. These 4 and 5 point leads may not mean a whole lot this evening. Well, the basketball is Brian Pace. Pace with it on the wing. Pace for the basketball. Picks up his dribble and it's kicked out of bounds by Lindberg. Dort College on defense. Weber International to inbound the basketball right in front of the bench. Tonight's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Nate Morrell will bring the basketball into the offense for Weber International. Weber International with the basketball. This is Messidor. Messidor feeds it inside. Trying to back his way in is Rutledge. Rutledge. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. Foul's going to go on College's number 35, Tyler Walterstorff, and Walterstorff has just picked up his first personal. Beg your pardon, that's number 2 on him, evidently. Beg your pardon. Now it's number 1 up on the board. Foul number 1 on Walterstorff. First free throw, no good, by Jakeem Hill. Hill, a 68% free throw shooter, misses the first one. He's got another one coming. So second free throw on the way for Jakeem Hill. Dort College trailing 19-18. Second free throw is up and good. Jakeem Hill makes 1 of 2 free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 20-18 with 10:38 left to go in the first half. Bringing the basketball up is Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler gets it over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Left side it goes. Rindles. Rindles drives in. Nothing there. Tyler spots up. His three is short. Off the mark. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Weber International. Bringing it up the Warriors. Warriors with the basketball. This is Morrell. Morrell with the basketball. Morrell with the ball on the right side. He's going to back it out and call for an isolation play. Ball screen out front. Pass goes left side back over to Messidor. Messidor trying to back Warner in. They come back over, and we've got a hold called on the play against Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for his first personal. Team foul number six. That's team foul number six already on the defenders. Inbounding the basketball will be Auerbacher. Auerbacher gives it up, Messidor. Messidor drives in, and we've got a foul called on the play against the North College defenders. Foul called on Sean Kaiser, and I believe that's number three on him. So foul number three on Sean Kaiser. Reese Beaver will check in. Two foul shots on the way for Johnson Messidor. So Messidor to shoot a pair. He is a 70% free throw shooter. He's 7 of 10 this season from the charity stripe. First free throw is up. In and out, no good. Got another one on the way. Reese Beaver checks in, the sophomore from Sioux Center. And we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Weber International, another free throw on the way for Messidor. This one's up and short, no good. And a foul called over the top. That's going to go on Weber International's post player, Kevin Kobold. Kobold called for the pushing foul. And North College regains possession of the basketball. With it on is Walthersdorf, that's Tyler. Tyler crosses over, drives the lane, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And I believe that's going to be number two on Kobold. That's his second. He's picked up in the span of 30 seconds. And Tyler Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Team foul number four on Weber International. Foul number two on Kobold. Tyler Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is up and good. Shooting for the tie here, trying to make it 20-20 with 9:38 left to go in the first half. A second free throw on the way for Walthersdorf. Tyler is a 73% free throw shooter. Missed that one short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Weber International. Here they come, beating it up the floor quickly. Is Nate Morrell. Morrell with the basketball on the left wing. Morrell dribbling in with the right hand. Stops, looks for someone to pass to. Goes into the corner. Weber International with the basketball. Kobold. Kobold comes back over to Messidor. Messidor wants the ball screen out front. He gets one. Now he drives right side, cut off. Three-pointer is up and off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles is stripped, though. Kobold saves it in. Here comes Weber International. Weber International with the basketball. Driving is Morrell. Morrell gets three-turn pass. Rindles will guard him. Rindles on the defense. 23 to shoot for Weber International. Weber International has outplayed North College in the first half, but they only find themselves up by 3 points. 22-19 as Kobold knocks down the mid-range jumper from the right baseline. Bring the basketball up is Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Comes right side over to Rindles. Rindles to Beaver. Beaver at the top of the key. Reese with the basketball. Feeds it down low. Intended for Severs. It's taken away by David Rutledge. Rutledge with the basketball. Comes back over to Messidor. Messidor to Morrell. Morrell with the basketball. Now comes back to Morrell. Morrell's going to run the show from the left wing. 20 to shoot for Weber International. Morrell picks up his dribble, comes back right side, three on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gives it up to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Flip with it on the right side. Stop, pop, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Weber International. Coming back the other way, the Warriors. Pass goes left side, driving in. Reverse layup is good. Tyler Auerbacher with 7 points, and the North College lead deficit is 24-19. Coming back the other way is Tyler Walthersdorf. His layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Walthersdorf. Tyler back over to Cliff. Cliff, three good. Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. North College cuts the lead down to two at 24-22. Chaos at times here in this one. Whoever's toughest with the ball is probably going to win. Nate Morrell with the basketball. Morrell, right wing, stops, spins, and now a foul called on Rindles on the defense. Nate Rindles whistles for the personal foul. For North College, four new players checking in. Trevor Walterstorff, Kyle Lindberg, Jordan Vogel, and Austin Conti checking in. One and one opportunity coming here for Nate Morrell. North College trailing 24-22 with 7:20 left to go in the half. So the free throw play for Morrell, one and one. First one is good. Another one on the way for Morrell. 7:20 left to play. First half of action. Morrell with another throw. This one's up off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Vogel. North College on with the basketball, trailing by three are the defenders. Lindbergh goes left side over to Trevor Walterstorff underneath Vogel. Vogel stripped on the way up and it's taken away. Eugene Hill comes up with a steal. Eugene Hill with the steal comes over to Morrell. Morrell with the basketball back over to Hill. Eugene Hill driving in, nothing there, back to Morrell. Morrell comes right side to Pace. Pace with the basketball on the right wing. Pace gets it underneath to Rutledge. Rutledge facing up against Lindbergh. Driving, his shot off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Lindbergh. Here comes Ortega. Comes right side over to Kachi. Kachi step back three, no. Gets it instead to Vogel. Vogel, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Walter, Warner. Warner three, no good. Rebound long, comes out to Jakeem Hill. Hill long pass into the front court. Here comes Hill with it on the right elbow. He's going to back it out and set it up. Hill with the basketball, guarded there by Trevor Walterstorff. Puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh ahead to Warner. Warner with the basketball, one man to beat. Puts it up, and he is blocked on the play. A lot of body contact as Warner took it up. Looked to me like Kevin Kobold ran right through him. No call made. And the North College defenders will inbound the basketball with Cliff Warner throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes into Lindbergh, and Lindbergh is fouled on the play by Mike Bonilla. Bonilla whistled for the personal, his first. Going to the free throw line to shoot two to try and make it a one-point game again will be Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh shooting a pair. First free throw is up. Good. So Kyle Lindbergh with another free throw on the way. 25-23, North College is down by two. And now conference at the bench forthcoming. Well, I'm trying to listen in as well on who's got what they're talking about at the scorer's table. And I believe the issue was that scoreboard with the foul count was probably off one earlier, and the officials saw that. Now they see something that is a discrepancy, and Lindbergh misses the second free throw. Rindles runs it down near midcourt. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan with it on the right side. Gets it back over to Trevor Walterstorff. Comes back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, left side, Kachi. Kachi's pass into the lane. Deflected, picked up by Walterstorff. Off of the glass, off the basket. Two-point basket for Walterstorff. They don't call the foul. A lot of contact. And we've tied it up 25-25 with 5:50 remaining in the half. Weber International with the basketball. It's Team Hill. He comes back over to Brian Pace. Pace driving in. His pass through the lane. Put it out by Kyle Lindbergh. It'll be Weber International Basketball. Weber International Basketball with it on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Christine Hill. Hill gets it inbounded to Bonilla. Bonilla on the right wing, well beyond the three-point line. He gets it back outside. Weber International Basketball. Bonilla driving in against him. He has to pick up his dribble. Comes back over to Hill. Hill on the left wing. He's 2-2. He'll get back over to Brian Pace. Pace will put up a long three and hit it. Brian Pace with the three-point basket with time winding down on the shot clock. North College trails 28-5. Lindbergh gets it over to Trevor Walterthorpe. Walterthorpe, high post, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and he's fouled from behind by Gabriel Rutledge, and Rutledge can't believe it. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That's foul number one on, foul number one called against Rutledge this evening. 16 fouls against Weber International now, so both teams will be on the bonus from here on out. Vogel makes the free throw. He's got another one coming, trying to make it a one-point ball game. Severs is waiting at the bench to check in for him. 5:06 left to play, first half. Weber International with the lead. North College trying to trim it to one, and Vogel rattles that one in. Jordan Vogel with 6 points, and the North College defenders trail 28-27. 5:06 left to play, first half. Ball's inbounded to Bonilla. Bonilla with the basketball. He'll bring it up for the Warriors. Weber International with the basketball. Bonilla calling for a set play. 20 to shoot on the shot clock. Bonilla bounces it right side. They go down to the baseline, nothing there. They get back outside to Jakeem Hill, and Hill is going to be called, well, there's going to be a hand check called on the defenders. Foul called on Austin Kachi is his first. Team foul number 8 on Dort College in this half. So the free throw 1-1 for Hill, a 68% free throw shooter. Line drives that one, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's saved in by Tyler Walterthorpe. North College coming back the other way with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles hesitates, gets it back over to Kachi. Kachi, Rendles, Rendles, short corner, Severs. Severs back outside, it goes Rendles, Rendles, Kachi, three, left it short, no good. Faces down his own rebound, but unable to save it in. Weber International will have a length of the floor in front of them. 28-27 our score. Warriors have the basketball. North College trailing by a point. So Weber International bringing it up. And we have a momentary break in the action as evidently they need to wipe some moisture up off of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Pass upside, Brian Pace. Rims in and out, no good, but there for the tap-in is Jakeem Hill. Hill with 8 points. Weber International lead 30-27. Tyler Walters to the basketball. He comes back over to Trevor. Trevor Warner. Warner goes left side over to Rendles. Rendles goes to Severs. Severs hook shot in the lane. No good. Massive humanity going up for it. Here's Severs. Another shot. No good. Blocked. And now he fights for the basketball. And a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be North College basketball. That's credit Tyler Walterthorpe with forcing that tie-up on the play. 30-27 our score. North College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. It'll be Cliff Warner inbounding. Tyler Walterthorpe and Trevor Walterthorpe on the left side of the lane. The opposite side of the lane are Severs and Rendles. 3:49 left to go. North College inbound the basketball. Warner throwing. Gets it into a wide open Tyler Walterthorpe. His lane is good. 3 points for Walterthorpe. Dort College trails 30-29. 3:40 remaining in this first half. For the basketball, Weber International and Mike Bonilla. Bonilla for the basketball, calling for a ball screen. He'll run off it. Now he'll penetrate. Kicks it out. Taken away by Severs. Severs gives it up to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner. Diagonal pass over to Walterthorpe. Reverse layup. No good. There for the tap. And he'll Rendles. Nathan Rendles with a tap-in. North College leads 31-30. Weber International basketball, Brian Pace. Pace with a basketball. Now we've got a foul called away from the ball.
Last 35.
Tyler Walterthorpe whistled for his second personal foul. 3:08 left to play in the half. Foul number 2 on Tyler Walterstorff. Team foul number 8 on the defenders. Lindbergh will check in. Tyler Walterstorff will check out. And 1-on-1 opportunity coming here for Gabriel Rutledge. He's a 49% free throw shooter. Rutledge, first free throw, spins it up. They're no good. Rebound taken away by Stevers. Here comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. And we've got a foul coming back the other way. Foul's going to go on Kevin Kobold. Kobold whistled for his third personal. And Chris Stevers will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-on-1. Tyler Auerbacher will check back into the ballgame. I believe that'll be it for Kobold for a while. For those of you just joining me, thinking, boy, it sounds like he's on a cell phone. It's because I am. Hopefully tomorrow things work out a little bit better at Lake Wales. Free throw by Stevers, high off the back iron, and it drops through. So Chris Stevers earns the bonus. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Stevers. Dort College leading 32-30. 3:03 left to play, first half. Another free throw on the way for Chris Stevers. This one's up and rattles it. No good. So Dort College's lead is 32-30. Coming back the other way with it is Pace. Pace on the right wing, guarded by Walterstorff for the lead. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Stevers. Stevers outlets over to Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Tachi, right side it goes Trevor. Trevor back over to Tachi. Tachi looking out front for Warner. Instead comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh has a diagonal pass. Instead goes underneath for Walterstorff, and it's taken away by Pace. Pace with the steal. Here comes Weber International. Bonilla, three for the lead. Good. Bonilla with the three-point basket. He's got five, and the Dort College defenders trail 33-32. I told you, five-point leads wouldn't mean a whole lot this evening. Underneath it goes, intended for Warner. It's taken away, and a kick called on the Dort College defender. It's been a dose of reality for the Dort College defenders here in this first half. We expected a physical, up-tempo ball game, and we have gotten exactly that. Weber International throwing the ball in will be Gabriel Rutledge. Dort College has some players in foul trouble. Sean Kaiser is three, otherwise no one else with more than two. Same is true for Weber International. They've got a player with three. Pace with the basketball, working against Lindbergh. Lindbergh passes right side over to Bonilla. Bonilla hits a three moments ago. Bonilla, crossover dribble, looking for the shot inside. Now kicks it back out front to Hill. Hill, battle's no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, takes it across the timeline. Here's Trevor with it. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Tachi, Tachi, Warner, Warner, deep right corner. 1:38 remaining. Pass inside intended for Lindbergh. It's tapped and controlled by Weber International. Weber International playing with a one-point lead. Lob pass over the top, and a foul called on the lob attempt. That's going to go on Kyle Lindbergh. I believe that's number one on him. Two free throws on the way for Jakeem Hill. Well, if you're Coach Ross Dalma, you're probably asking for the same call on the other end when it looks like Dort College players are getting it in the lane and getting a lot of contact on the way up, but Dort College has not shot as many free throws. Hill misses the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Hill. Hill this evening, 1-for-4 from the charity stripe. So another free throw on the way for Hill, trying to make it a two-point lead for Weber International, and he does. 2-for-5 is Hill. Dort College trails 34-32. Bringing the basketball up is Warner. Warner with the basketball on the wing. Flip with the basketball, and now they've got a foul called on the play against Mike Bonilla. Bonilla whistled for his second personal, I believe. Mike Bonilla, playing opposite Cliff Warner, picks up his second personal, and Cliff will go to the free throw line for a 1-on-1 opportunity. 1-on-1 opportunity coming here for the senior from Altoona, Iowa. First free throw is up. Good. He can tie it here with a made free throw. Cliff with 7 first half points. He's got another one on the way. 1:17 remaining in the half. Second free throw is up. And so Warner makes them both. He's got 8. We're tied up 34-34 with 1:14 remaining. Brian Pace for the basketball. They switch him out front on the ball screen. Comes back out to Auerbacher. Auerbacher will drive the lane. Lost it. Picks it back up. Comes back over to Pace. Pace for the ball. Isolated against Kaji. Pace loses the dribble. It's loose. Picked up by Jakeem Hill. Hill with the basketball. He'll drive the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Walterstorff, and Walterstorff will bring it up. Trevor with the basketball. 15-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. 34-34 our score. This has been a battle from the start. Weber International jumped out to a 5-0 lead and led 9-4. Dort College went on a 10-0 run to get up 14-9. Then Weber International built up a lead again. 24 seconds to shoot. Walterstorff in the lane, and he is fouled on the play. He picks himself up slowly. That's called on number 23, Jakeem Hill. And Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot two, I believe. Let's see if it came on the shot or the ground. So that's foul number two on Jakeem Hill. Still haven't gotten the indication from the officials whether it's a two-shot situation or a one-and-one. They probably gave it right after the foul call, and I missed it, marking the foul down. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Paul Ayerton, Craig Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. So that was a one-and-one for Walterstorff. He misses it. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With the basketball is Brian Pace. Pace working on Walterstorff. Hook shot in the lane, no good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play, and over the back foul called, a pushing foul called on Jakeem Hill. Hill has just picked up his third personal on the rebound. And Kyle Lindberg will walk the other way and shoot two, as it's a double bonus situation for both teams from here on out. Chris Seavers waiting at the scorer's bench to check in. So two free throws on the way for Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg, a 55% free throw shooter. First free throw by Kyle is good. Got another one on the way. Seavers is in. Walterstorff is out. 35-34 North College point. Another free throw on the way for Brian Pace. I beg your pardon, for Kyle Lindberg. Brian Pace is underneath the basket, trying to station himself for a rebound. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Dort College. Flip Warner with the basketball. Warner with the ball. Dort College holding for one shot. Kachi feeds it back up front for Warner. 9 seconds left. Dort College should get the last shot of the half. Warner with the basketball. 4 seconds left. Three, ball down on the floor, and that's the end of the half. 35-34, Dort College with a one-point advantage at halftime. You're listening to KDC Pursuit Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's been a wild first half. The Dort College defenders leading by a point at halftime. And the way this is shaping up, Dort College squeaks out of here with a one-point victory. Coach Ross Dahlman and the defenders will take it. Nothing for style points tonight. This one's going to be one on grit and guts. The Dort College defenders up by a point at halftime, 35-34. Let's take a quick look at how we arrived at this point. Weber International scored the first 5 points of the ballgame and actually got up at 1.9-4. Dort College proceeded to score the next 10 points to make it 14-9. Weber International tied it at 14 and took the lead again at 17-16 and led for much of the next 5 to 10 minutes, with Dort College eventually tying it up at 25-25. That came with 5:51 left to go in the first half. Lubbock International got a three-point basket to go back up by three. North College took a brief lead at 31-30. And a seesaw back and forth with North College scoring the last 3 points of the half to make it 35-34. 1 point scored over the final 1 minute and 14 seconds, with the North College defenders getting that by virtue of a free throw by Kyle Lindbergh. North College 10 of 15 unofficially from the free throw line, while Lubbock International is 3 of 10 from the free throw line unofficially. Point totals, North College led unofficially by Cliff Warner's 8, while Lubbock International is topped by Jakeem Hill with 8 thus far. Those are the unofficial totals. We'll have the official numbers for you when we come back with another look at the statistics right after this. This is KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Here are the team numbers for the first half of this basketball game. York College 11 of 27 from the floor, 40.7%, 3 for 9 on three-pointers, 33.3%, 10 of 15 on free throws, 66.7%. For Weber International, they are 13 of 32 from the floor, 40.6%, 5 for 15 on three-pointers, 33.3%, 3 for 10 on free throws for 30%. York College has managed to out-rebound Weber International 23-15. It certainly didn't feel that way early on. Weber International with 9 offensive rebounds, 6 defensive rebounds. York College 9 offensive and 14 defensive. 10 turnovers by the defenders, 1 turnover by Weber International. That translates into Weber International getting off 5 more shots from the floor than York College. York College counteracting that, though, with 5 more free throws attempted than Weber International. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the individual numbers right after this. This is York College Basketball on KDCR. Here are the numbers that we have at halftime on official totals. I guess we can call them official totals now for scoring for the York College defenders, first of all. Cliff Warner, 8 points, 2 for 7 from the floor. 6 points for Trevor Walterthorpe. He's 3 for 5 from the floor. 6 points for Jordan Vogel. 5 for Tyler Walterthorpe, 4 for Kyle Lindbergh, 3 for Chris Severs, 3 for Austin Tachi. For Weber International, Jakeem Hill has 8 points, 7 points for Tyler Auerbacher, 5 points each for Brian Pace and Mike Bonilla, 6 for Johnson Messidor, 2 for Kevin Kobold, and 1 for Nate Morrell, for their total of 34 points. Rebounding totals, the North College defenders led in rebounding by Trevor Walterthorpe. He has 5 rebounds, 4 for Kyle Lindbergh, 4 for Tyler Walterthorpe, 5 for Chris Severs. 2 rebounds for Austin Tachi. For Gabriel Rutledge, he has 4 rebounds for Weber International, 3 for Jakeem Hill, and then 2 each for Brian Pace and Tyler Auerbacher. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with more for you. At halftime, you're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. As we continue through this evening's broadcast, take a look at what else is happening. Well, I don't have that page available to me, so we'll just tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass insulation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break and be back with second half action right after this.
You're listening to KCRC-95 FM. Glad to have you along with me again from Babson Park, located in Central Florida, about smack dab in the middle of Florida. York College clinging to a one-point advantage at this point, 35-34. Now, this is a Weber International team that has beaten some pretty good teams already this year. Played St. Francis of Indiana and beat them earlier this month. Pass comes over to Pace. Pace throws it away. Ball is tipped out of bounds. That's touched by Weber International. It'll be York College basketball. Now, look for Weber International to really crank up the pressure here. They came after Dort College in the opening moments of the contest and really set the tone for the game early on. Kyle Lindberg to throw the ball in, gets it in to Trevor Walterthorpe, and Walterthorpe hand it back over to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg into the basketball. He passes back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the ball, loops it over to Walterthorpe, ball out on the floor, left flank. Looks for a ball screen, gets a ball screen from Vogel. Now over to Austin Kashi. Dort College playing with a one-point lead. They've led by as many as five. Pass goes down low to Vogel. Vogel stops right in the lane to Jordan Vogel with 8 points, and the North College defenders lead 37-34. So the basketball is Pace. Pace with the basketball on the right wing. Pass goes through up Pace. Pace takes it in the lane. Shot is blocked. Rebound taken away by Walterthorpe. Walterthorpe with the ball ahead to Warner. Warner, Vogel, Vogel. Jordan Vogel with the slam dunk. He's got 10. And the North College defenders lead by 5, 39-34. You're listening to KDCRC Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more right after this. This is KDCR. You're listening to KDCRC Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College with a 5-point advantage, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Previously, they led at 14-9. Now Dort College leads 39-34, and Weber International will bring the basketball up. So Weber International surrendering two field goals to Dort College, both to Jordan Vogel. Vogel, the first player in double digits for the team. Bringing the basketball up is Brian Pace. Pace is going to drive the lane, kick out pass, right side, three on the way. It's good for Bonilla. Bonilla looks like a money player to me. He might not take a lot of shots, but when he does, he normally knocks him down, at least tonight he has. 39-37. Dort College bringing the ball up. That's Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg has it poked away out of bounds. Last touch by International. It'll be Dort College basketball. Cliff Warner with the ball, working against Bonilla. Warner with the ball. Pass right side, Kachi. Kachi with it on the right flank. Austin looking down low. Instead, they come back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball underneath Vogel. Vogel faces up. Nothing there. Walterthorpe. Walterthorpe at the point. Comes left side, Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel with it. And we've got a offensive foul called on Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for his second personal foul. 39-37. Weber International will bring the basketball into the front court, trailing by a deuce. Brian Pace with it on the left wing. Pace driving in. Puts it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Walterthorpe. Walterthorpe with the basketball ahead to Lindberg. Lindberg right side, Kachi. Faces up. Nothing there. Drops it off for Vogel. Vogel faces up from 12. No good. Rebound taken down by Lindberg. Lindberg to Walt. Walt layup good. For Walterthorpe with a 2-point basket. He's got 8. North College lead 41-37. Brian Pace will bring the basketball up for Warner International. Weber International with the basketball. They go Pace. Pace to Bonilla. Bonilla with the basketball. Bonilla gives to Rutledge. Rutledge trying to back his way in against Vogel. Puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Called on Jordan Vogel. That's number 3 on him. Jordan Vogel has just picked up his 3rd personal. Team foul number 2 on the defenders in this half. Chris Severs waiting to check in at the scorer's bench for Dort College. Chris is going to see some significant minutes here in the second half. He does not have a foul yet, according to my count. 41-37, Dort College leading. Free throws on the way for Gabriel Rutledge. Rutledge, a 49% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair here. He's 0 for 1 tonight. First free throw is up, and that one spins through. Second free throw on the way for Rutledge. Rutledge with 6.8 points per game on average. That's his first point of the night. Another one on the way for Rutledge. This one is up. That one spins off the back iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. The North College 41-238. North College with a chance to build on the lead. Walterstorff over to Kotke. Kotke, three ball, no good. Rebound though, Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, high post, Kotke. Kotke with the basketball. Kotke picks up his dribble, looking, gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh lost it, picks it back up. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. 22 to shoot for North College. Lindbergh drives late, a baseline layup, good. North College leads 43-38, passing their biggest lead of the ballgame. Pace with the ball. Pace will put it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Called on Chris Stevers. Stevers whistled for the personal. His first. Beg your pardon, his third. Somewhere along the line. Well, now they've got it as one on Stevers. Just one on Chris Stevers. For a moment, it was three up on the board, but they've got it down to one is where I thought it was. With the basketball is Rutledge. Rutledge against Stevers. Rutledge will drive baseline, pinned on the baseline, and he steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. 16:56 left to play in this half. That's in the ballgame. North College 43, Weber International 38. Pass comes over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Flip past the basketball, gets a screen, nothing there. Comes left side, Kotke to Walterstorff at the free throw line. Walterstorff muscles it up, shot is good. Trevor off the dribble, he's got 10. North College leads 45-38. North College tries for a little separation. In the lane, Pace gets it off, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes North College. Flip to the basketball. Flip brings it into the front court. Gets underneath Stevers. Stevers puts it up and he's fouled. So Chris Stevers fouled on the play. They're going to give Stevers two foul shots for the play. And the foul's going to go against Tyler Auerbacher. Auerbacher's just picked up foul number two for the Warriors. So free throw's on the way for Stevers. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Chris Stevers with 4 points. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Sean Kaiser is in. Sean is playing with three personal fouls. 16-18 remaining in this ballgame. North College with a chance to extend the lead to 9. Another free throw on the way for Chris Stevers. Stevers with points. And it's up. Too strong. Off the heel. No good. Rebound tapped out. Kicked down by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Kaiser. Kaiser to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Back over to Sean. Sean with it on the wing. Back over to Tyler. Tyler, ball fake. Nothing there. North College with a 46-38 advantage, but they extend the possession with the basket inside of Chris Stevers. He throws it off the glass and gets it to go. North College with a 10-point lead, 48-38. Into the front court with the basketball is Pace. Pace guarded by Walterstorff. Pace, three, good. Brian Pace with the 3-point basket. He's got 8. And the North College defenders lead 48-41. Pace answering back with the long 3-point shot. Back with more after this. Moments ago, North College had a 10-point lead at 48-38. Brian Pace answered back with a long 3-pointer. Now, you want to talk about wild finishes? Earlier today, Mount Martin playing a game against Weber International's women's basketball team. I was here to watch it. It looked like Mount Marty had it in hand. They were up 57-60. The final score in that one, that was with about 3 minutes left. Might have even been less than that. By the time it was all said and done, Weber International defeated Mount Marty in women's play 74-67, running off the last 14 points of the ballgame. Mount Marty wilted under the Weber International pressure in that women's basketball game. North College with the basketball, bringing it up will be Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler will take it up against Gabriel Rutledge. Comes over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. They got hung up underneath the basket. Nobody on the cut. And now Kaiser tries to feed it down low, and Gabriel Rutledge kicks it away. The kick called against Rutledge. North College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner will throw it in. North College up by 7. They get it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff. Stevers to Kaiser. Kaiser short corner. Tyler. Tyler. Nothing there. Comes back over to Sean Kaiser. 12 to shoot for the defenders. need a fast breaker here. Tyler Walterstorff gets it on the short corner. Back over to Sean. Sean underneath. Trevor. Trevor is fouled on the play. Gabriel Rutledge will pick up the personal, and Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Bat breakers are when the shot clock gets under 10 and you're able to make a shot. Now, Dort College able to get to the free throw line for a two-shot free throw situation for Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff 0 for 1 from the charity stripe tonight. And 1 for 2 now as he gets that one to kick high off the back iron and drop through. 49-41, Dort College by 8. Another free throw. This one's up by Walt. That one's no good. Rebound tapped down, though, by Tyler Walterstorff. Picked up by Trevor. Flip Warner. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound tapped out, though, by Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff unable to keep it in play. And the Dort College defender missed the opportunity to go up by 11. Instead, they'll come back and play defense up by 8, 49-41. 49-41, our score. And again, we had rain here in Central Florida this afternoon, and a little humid, and I know for those of you back in Iowa with the dealing with the 4 or 5 inches of snow, I know you're going to feel sorry for those of us enjoying the Florida weather, but that has created some problems this evening with trying to keep the floor dry. So we have another break in the action as we wipe some moisture off of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center Hospice, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, Emma Community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. So Rutledge inbounds the basketball. Mike Padilla will walk it up. It's an 8-point lead for Dort College right now. They've led by as many as 10. Weber International has led by as many as 5. Pass comes into Pace. Pace on the left wing. They go back to Bonilla. 20 to shoot. Now Pace. Pace puts it on the floor. Step back, 17-footer. Tough shot. He gets it to go. Brian Pace with 10. Dort College leads 49-43. Bringing the basketball up. Tyler Walterstorff. 14:44 remaining in the ballgame. Left side pass. Trevor. Trevor gets it up. Sean Kaiser. Sean. Looking. Dumps it down low for Beavers. Beavers tried to put it on the floor and he lost it. Picked up by Bonilla. Here comes Weber International with a chance to cut the 6-point lead down. Bonilla with the basketball. He picks his dribble up. Passes it underneath. Down to the baseline is Hill. Akeem Hill. Back around the horn they go. Rutledge. Rutledge to Bonilla. Bonilla with the basketball. He'll put up the three and missed it. No good, but he's fouled on the play by Cliff Warner. Warner commits the foul. Bonilla will go to the free throw line to shoot three. So Bonilla will shoot three. Bonilla this season is a 77% free throw shooter. He has 8 points tonight. Free throw on the way is up and good. Weber International, 3 for 10 in the first half for free throws. They are 3 for 5 now from the free throw line here in the second half. Bonilla's second free throw is good. And he's going to try to cut this all the way down to a 3-point ball game with another free throw. 14-12 remaining. A lot of basketball left in this one. Lineup for Dort College right now. Rindles, Evers, Kachi, Warner, and Lindbergh. Bonilla makes all three free throws. And the Dort College defenders lead 49-46. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles turned his back. Coming away with a steal is Pace. Pace, the layup, good. Brian Pace taking this game over. And he's cut it down to a 1-point ball game, 49-48. Weber on a 0-0 lead, a run. Lindbergh passes over to Kachi. Kachi, three, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Akeem Hill. Here comes Weber International with basketball. Pace. Pace spots up. Three is short, no good. Saved in by the Kobold. Kobold stepped on the baseline out of bounds, though, as he saved it in, and Dort College gets the ball back. Pass comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up for the defenders, and we have a blocking foul called on Weber International. Foul's going to go on Gabriel Rutledge. Rutledge has just picked up number 3, I believe. Dort College by a point. 49-48, North College by a point. And they wipe some moisture up off of the floor again. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Steal by Weber International on the inbound pass. The layup by Pace is good, and just like that, Pace has scored 9 points in a row for Weber International. You're listening to KDCR 2 Center, 88.5 FM. Time out on the floor. Back with more after this. Short College trailing by a point. Weber International on 11-1 run. Makes that a 12-1 run, beg your pardon. And a kick called on the play against Gabriel Rutledge. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Inbounding the basketball will be Cliff Warner. Warner throw it in, gets it in to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner ball fake, nothing there. Back to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh has his pocket pick taken away by Brian Pace. Pace on a mission, misses on the driving layup. Here comes North College back the other way. Rindles back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh walks it on the layup. It's taken back by Bonilla. Bonilla with the basketball. Bonilla will walk it into the front court. North College had a 10-point lead. Now Weber International trying to continue their run. Weber International, Bonilla. Bonilla with the basketball. Bonilla will drive in. Nothing there. Comes to a jump stop. Gets it away. Shot is up. No good. Fight for the basketball. Taken away by Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles will hesitate. Drives in. Puts it up. And a charging foul called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles looking for his second personal. 50-49 our score. Rindles whistled for his second personal. Jakeem Hill will inbound the basketball. Gives it to Brian Pace. 12:15 left to play in this game. Weber International has the basketball. Pace has it on the left side. Guarded there by Trevor Walterstorp. Cobalt set the ball screen for him. They dump it down low. Shot is up and good. 2-point basket for Gabriel Rutledge. He's got 3 points, and Weber International leads 62-49. Weber International on a 14-1 run right now. North College needs a bucket. Tyler Walterstorp driving in, hesitates. His shot is up, blocked. Rebound taken away by Jakeem Hill. Hill gets it back over to Pace. Pace for the basketball. Pace feeds it down low for Cobalt. Cobalt reverses to Hill. Hill outside. For Bonilla. Bonilla with the basketball. 20 to shoot for Weber International. Bonilla will put up the long three. No good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorp. Walterstorp over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi looking inside. Austin instead will get a ball screen. Picks up his dribble. Feeds into the corner. Warner. Warner to Tyler. Tyler fouled on the play. Ball's going to go on Gabriel Rutledge, and that's his fourth. Number four on Rutledge. 11:18 left to play in this game. North College trails Weber International 52-49. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball. Gets it outside Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, three for the tie. No. Rebound tipped out, and it's controlled by Messidor for Weber International. Here come the Warriors. Warriors with the basketball. Warriors setting the offense, leading by three. North College needs a stop in a bad way. Driving in is Pace. Pace layup good. Brian Pace with another two. He's got 16. 11 of them in this half. North College unable to contain him right now. Pass goes right side. Tyler Walterstorp back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. North College needs to regroup. Pass upside. Tyler Walterstorp gives it up. Seavers. Seavers to Bob outside Kachi. Kachi, Seavers. Seavers puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Johnson Messidor. Messidor picks up the personal. Two free throws on the way for Chris Seavers. 54-49, North College down five. It's been tough going right now for North College. Free throw on the way for Severs. Is up. In and out, no good. A second free throw on the way for Severs. 10:33 left to play. Free throw is up by Severs. No good. Rebound taken away, though, by Tyler Walterstor. Pass over to Warner. Warner to Kotche. Kotche with the basket. Kotche gives it up to Trevor Walterstor. Walterstor on the wing. Opposite pass to Tyler. And Tyler is fouled on the play by Cobalt. And Cobalt has just picked up his fourth personal. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The two free throws on the way for Tyler Walterstor. Tyler Walterstor to shoot a pair of free throws. Team foul number 6 on Weber International. Tyler's free throw is up and good. 4 for Walterstorff off of the bench. He gets Dort College off of 49. They were stuck there for a while. Weber International on a 13-0 run. Second free throw by Tyler is up and through. 54-51, Dort College down 3. Back the other way they come with Pace. A head full of steam. Pace loses it on the way up, and a foul called on the play. Trevor Walterstorff has just picked up his second personal as Pace drove to the baseline. Came before the shot. I'm going to say it was on the ground. 10:17 remaining in this ballgame. Weber International inbounding the basketball. They throw it in over the top. Gets it to Jakeem Hill. Hill at the point, working against Kotche. He wants to go off the dribble. Pass comes right side. Pace. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball. Walterstorff passes right side, Kotche, catchy. Three-pointer, missed everything. Rebound picked away by Brian Pace. Pace heading back the other way. Pace sidesteps the defender, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Austin Kotche. Kotche calls for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening. The KDC RC Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout starts to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Inbounding the basketball will be tied up Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets it into Trevor. Trevor will bring it up. Now he hands it off to Cliff Warner. Dort College will bring it up. Bringing it into the front court is Cliff Warner. Warner takes it across timeline. Comes over to Tyler. Dort College needs a bucket. Tyler with the basketball. Dort College down 3. Cliff with the basketball. Comes over to Trevor Kotche. Kaiser with the basketball underneath Severs. Severs, they double team in the grid. Three players. He muscles it up anyhow. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Pace. And now foul called on the rebound against Tyler Walterstorff. He's just picked up number 3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 9:24 left to play in this contest. Both teams will be in the 1-1 from here on out. Johnson Messidor to the free throw line to shoot a 1 in the bonus. Messidor missed both free throw opportunities in the first half. I beg your pardon, this is Pace. My mistake. Pace shooting the 1-1. Pace, a 61% free throw shooter. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. 17 now for Pace unofficially. He's got a made free throw now, 1-for-1 from the charity stripe. Trying to extend the lead back to 5. Another free throw on the way for Pace. This one is up. And he left it short, no good. 55-51, Dort College down 4. With the basketball is Cliff Warner. Warner into the front court. Warner comes back over to Tyler. Tyler right side. They go underneath to Severs. Severs is fouled on the way up, and Chris will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Severs this evening is 4-for-8 from the free throw line. Like to see him get going there, make some in a row. That's foul number 3 on Johnson Messidor. Brian Pace steps into the lane late. Now they ask from Severs. He gives it to the official. He gets it back. 2 free throws on the way for Chris. First one is good. Severs now with 8 points, 7, beg your pardon. Dort College trails 55-52. Another free throw on the way. This one has not been for the faint of heart tonight. Another free throw. This one's up and good as well. So Severs makes them both. Jordan Vogel checks in. Chris Severs will check out for a breather. Beavers now 6 for 10 from the free throw line. North College trails 55-53. Brian Feast into the front court, guarded there by Trevor Walterstorff. With a basketball in front is Pace. Pace with the basketball. He goes left side, Jakeem Hill. Jakeem Hill, layup right hand, left side, good. He's got 11. North College trails 57-53. Bringing the ball into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball underneath Vogel. They don't double team him. Vogel's shot no good. Rebound long. Take the lane by Weber International. Coming up with the basketball is Matador. Matador back over to Pace. Opportunity for Weber International to extend the lead. 4 points the advantage right now for Weber International. They pass it over to Hill. Hill will drive down to the baseline. Cut off. They feed it underneath. Shot blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner. Warner into the front court. Kaiser. Kaiser. Lob pass over to Walterstorff. His shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Brian Pace as he ran through Trevor Walterstorff that time. Committing the foul. And free throws on the way now for Trevor Walterstorff. Two free throws coming for Trevor. Senior from Sioux Center. 8:15 left to play in the ballgame. North College trailing 57-53. And we've got the moisture problem again down underneath the basket. Every time the bodies hit the floor, they've got to pause and get some of that perspiration wiped up off of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Renton, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. First free throw on the way for Trevor is up off the heel, no good. Trevor this evening is 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Both teams are going to look back at this one and look at their free throws shot, made, and missed, and be disappointed with their play. Second free throw is up, and that's off the heel, no good. 57-53, North College is down by 4. Pace will bring the basketball up. Looks like North College might be in a zone here. Pace passes left side, gets it over to Auerbacher. Auerbacher to Pace. Pace for the basketball, 20 to shoot. 7:55 and counting. Pace passes left side, Auerbacher. Line drive 3, 25 is good. Auerbacher with 10 points, and the North College defenders trail 60-53. With the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball comes to Rindles. Rindles with it at the point. He goes left side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh jumps underneath Vogel, and Vogel is fouled on the play, and Jordan will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. In the second half, York College has shot 12 free throws and have made just 5. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Beg your pardon, this will be a 1-1. Free throw is up, too strong, no good. And it's contagious right now. North College can't make the free throws. At one point, North College was up 48-38. Since then, it's been all Weber International. They've outscored North College 22-5. With it on the right side is Bonilla. Bonilla to Hill. Hill to Pace. Taken away by North College on the pass across the lane. Controlled by North College. They go right side over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff picks up his dribble, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. North College down 7, and they need a basket. Rindles with it in the backcourt after it was tipped away from him. 14 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Walterstorff. Tyler to Vogel. Vogel outside Rindles. Rindles, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, 3, Kyle. 3-point basket for Kyle Lindbergh. He's got 9 points. And the North College defenders trail 60-56. Maybe that takes the lid off of the basket for the defender. Ryan Pace will bring it up. He's got it on the left. Rindles jumps out to jam him. Dump it off. Layup is good. 2-point basket on the layup by the new player for Weber International who just checked in. That was Tristan Chu Kwan.
Bolden in traffic. His shot is good. Comes to basket and he's fouled. So Vogel will go to the free throw line now to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Chu Kwan makes the two-point basket moments ago. And we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Weber International. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Jordan Vogel to the free throw line to shoot a free throw. 12 points for Vogel. That was foul number 4, by the way, on Hill. And Vogel makes the free throw. So Jordan Vogel makes the free throw. He's got 13. And the defenders trail by 3, 62-59. With the basketball out front is Pace. Pace goes over to Hill. Hill on the left wing. Hill picks up his dribble, passes back over to Pace. Pace has a seam, lost it on the way up, slams it off of the backboard. No reset on the shot clock. 5:47 left to play in the game. Driving in, they drive, pass off, and a charging foul called on Johnson Messidor. Messidor ran over the top of Jordan Vogel. Got out of control in the middle of the lane, and the North College defenders get the basketball back. 62-59, Dort College, down by 3. On the floor for the defenders after the charging foul, it's Vogel, Kachi, Warner, Lindbergh, and Trevor Walterstorff. So the original starting five on the floor. For Weber International, it's Auerbacher, Messidor, Pace, Chu Kwan, and Jakeem Hill. Lots of free timeouts tonight after every time a body hits the floor. Teams are given about 30 to 40 seconds of rest time as they wipe the moisture up off of the deck here at Weber International at Babson Park, Florida. Dort College inbounding. They get it into Cliff Warner. Dort College trailing by 3. Still a lot of time left in this one, but Dort College stemming the momentum for the time being at least. Let's see if they can cut it to 1 or tie it. Left side pass, Trevor Walterstorff. Back over to Warner. Warner, step in. 3-4! 3-4
basket by Cliff Warner. He's brought
Dort College back to tie, 62-62, with 5-5 left to go in the contest. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Brian Pace will bring the basketball up. Pass the basketball. He drives to the top of the key, 17-footer, left it short, no. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. He gets it away to Lindbergh. Pace with a quick on the trigger, 15-footer. Comes back up to Warner, flip with the basketball. He goes left side over to Trevor, and it's remaining in this contest. Trevor will wheel into the lane, puts it up high off the glass, can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line where he hasn't had a lot of luck tonight. Let's hope it changes here. Dort College with free throws on the way. Throw is up by Trevor, no good. Checking into the ballgame is Gabriel Rutledge. Checking out is Chu Kwan. 4:59 left to play. Dort College trying to unlock the 62-62 tie. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 63-62 Dort College with the lead. 4:59 remaining. Weber with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Mike Bonilla. Bonilla with the basketball. Lots of timeouts for both teams remaining. Bonilla passes left side over to Pace. Pace, lob pass, goes down low to Hill. Kick it outside. 3 on the way is good. 3-point basket for Auerbacher. He's got 13. And the defenders trail by 2, 65-63. Bounce goes to Vogel, deep left side. Jordan with the basketball. Jordan comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh 3 on his own. No. Rebound taken away. Now stolen by Vogel. Vogel stripped on the way up. Pace comes away with it. Pace
Pace gets it away to Auerbacher. Auerbacher, Bonilla, Bonilla, Fraser. Bonilla with the three. He's got 13. And the defenders trail by five, 68-63. 4 minutes remaining in this contest. They go to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball, double team. Vogel comes back over to Tachi. Tachi, Warner. Warner, deep right side. Warner with the basketball. Backdoor shot. Lindbergh. Lindbergh. Vogel. Vogel. Shot. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 68-65. North College trailing by three right now. Vogel can make it a two-point ball game with a made basket, with a made free throw here. 3:47 remaining. So North College whittling away at the lead again after back-to-back threes by Weber International. First free throw by Vogel is up and through. A three-point play for Vogel. 16 points for Vogel this evening, and the Dort College defenders trail 68-66. 3:47 remaining in this ballgame. Bringing the ball up will be Weber International's Brian Pace. 3:40 as he takes it across half court. They run a ball screen. Pass goes underneath. Shot is no good, but a foul on the play. Foul came on the shot. Now it's Jakeem Hill. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul goes on Trevor Walterstorff, and I believe that's number three on him. Our score. So free throws on the way for Jakeem Hill. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Jakeem Hill to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. First free throw for Hill, trying to make it a three-point ball game, and he leaves it short and rims out. Another free throw on the way for Hill. 68-66, 3:36 remaining in this contest. A second free throw on the way for Hill. Second free throw for Hill is up, and this one is off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Kachi. Kachi gives it back over to Cliff Warner, Dort College, trailing by a deuce. Bringing the basketball up will be Warner. Warner across the timeline, and he falls off on the play against Mike Bonilla. Bonilla whistled for the personal. That's foul number three on Bonilla, and Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a double bonus. 3:25 left to play in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throw by Cliff. It's up short. No good. I have Dort College is shooting 20 free throws in this half, 19. They have not shot them well. Second free throw by Warner, trying to make it a one-point game, and he does. Warner makes one of two. Dort College trails 68-67. 3:20 and counting. Ball game. Bring the basketball up will be Bonilla. Bonilla with the basketball. This has been a battle. Bonilla with it at the point. Bonilla driving left baseline. Stopped on the short corner. He'll retreat. Comes back outside to Brian Pace. 15 seconds down for Pace to work with. Pace will drive. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff gets it over to Tyler. Tyler spots up, decides against three. Comes back over to Cliff Warner. Warner at the point. He drives in. His layup, no good. And the rebound fought for, and now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be North College basketball. Tyler Walterstorff, in a word this evening, has been nasty inside. He has not been afraid to stick his nose in the middle of something and try to get the basketball back. That time, Warner thrown to the ground on the rebound. It was because he was probably in a position he shouldn't be in. But then Tyler Walterstorff was able to come in after the player brought the ball down and tied him up. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. Inbounding the basketball, they get it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Warner. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, coming up with it is Tachi. Tachi, three-pointer, get in there, no good. Rebound tapped, and now a foul called on the rebound against Tyler Walterstorff. North College a couple great looks at three-pointers, but couldn't get them to go. Tachi's looked like it was halfway down, and it popped back out. Foul number four on Tyler Walterstorff. You got to keep him on the floor, though, the way he's playing. Gator coming back. 2:35 left to go in the contest. 68-67 our score. Free throws on the way for Gabriel Rutledge. Rutledge, a 49% free throw shooter. 1-1 here. Free throw is up. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. So Rutledge misses the free throw. Both teams failing to convert on the free throws. Comes over to Tachi. Tachi over to Tyler. Tyler left side Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Goes to Tyler, high post. Back over to Tachi. Tachi, three-pointer, no good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Bonilla. 2:16 and counting. Bonilla will bring the basketball into the front court for Weber. Weber International with the basketball. 2:05 and counting. Bonilla still has the basketball. He's got it out front. Comes right side over to Hill. Hill puts it up. Gets it to go. Jakeen Hill has just made the basket. He just fouled Tyler Walterstorff out of the ballgame. Walterstorff fouls out with 4 points. 70-67 our score. York College trailing by three. York College has had some great opportunities, but have missed. Free throw on the way for Hill. It's up. Left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. It's a three-point ball game. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball near midcourt. Gives it away to Warner. Warner left side shot. Trevor. Trevor Walterstorff with the basketball. Trevor gets the ball screen. Drives with the left hand. Over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Tachi. Tachi, long three. This one's good. Ties it up. Austin Tachi knocks it down. And North College has just tied it up with 1:36 remaining. Austin Tachi doing what shooters do, and that is you keep shooting it. If you get a good look at it, you're not going to make it if you pass it. And that time Tachi got a good look at it. He'd missed his previous two tries from the three-point line. He buries that one, though, to tie it. 70-70 with 70-70, and a little over a minute left to go in this ballgame. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. York College in this half, 6 of 19 from the free throw line. Weber International not a lot better. They have shot 11 free throws. They have converted on 4 of them. 1:35 left to play in regulation. We're tied 70-70 with 1:31 and counting now as Bonilla takes it across half court. Bonilla with the basketball at the top. Bonilla picks up his dribble. Passes right side over to Pace. Pace guarded there by Lindbergh. Goes right side, Hill. Hill with the basketball. Hill's going to put it up, and he missed it, but he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two, where he has not had a lot of success. Trevor Walterstorff whistled for the personal. That's his fourth. Jakeem Hill this evening has shot, by my count, 8 free throws and has converted them thus far. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. 1:16 left to play in the game. Hill, another free throw coming. Jakeem Hill, a second free throw to try and unlock the 70-70 tie. Free throw is up. And that one's off the heel, no good. Down on the floor, it's loose and picked up by Weber International. Out near the free throw line, picking it up was Mike Bonilla. And now we've got some moisture on the floor again. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 109 remaining in regulation, 29 on the shot clock, 70-70 is our score. Trevor Walterstorff playing with four personals right now. North College has already lost Tyler Walterstorff to foul. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more. Well, we're going to keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtyFC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hope and Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. Well, North College has battled back after it looked like they were going to fade. They trailed at 1 point in the second half, 62-56. That all came after they were ahead at 1 point, 48-38. Weber International able to build up a 7 point lead at 60-53. They were still up 62-56 when North College scored six in a row to tie it at 62. North College led briefly at 63-62. Weber International built the lead up to 5 at 68-63 moments ago. Jakeem Hill missed two free throws. The rebound came out long, though. He missed it, and it just kicked sharply off the heel. North College was unable to corral the wet basketball, and it ended up down on the floor, and picking it up near the three-point line actually was Mike Bonilla. And now Weber International will inbound the basketball with 1:09 left to play in regulation. Tied up 70-70 our score. Pass comes in to Brian Pace. Pace with it. He's going to drive. Puts it up softly with the right hand. Good. Can't stop him. Brian Pace with a two-point basket. North College fails 72-70. 58 seconds and counting. Warner. Left side it goes. Walterstorff. Walterstorff. Lindbergh. Lindbergh. Warner. Warner. Right wing. Left with the basketball. Back over to Kotchi. Kotchi. Three. Rainbow. No. Rebound. Lindbergh had it. Now stays it back into Warner. 43 seconds remaining. Back over to Kotchi. Kotchi for the basketball. 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. North College wants a timeout with 36 seconds on the shot on the game clock, 26 on the shot clock. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 36 seconds remaining in this one. The North College defenders trailing Weber International 72-70. North College saw the full-length timeout. And the North College defenders will have Lindbergh, Trevor Walterstorff, Austin Kotchi, Cliff Warner, and Jordan Vogel on the floor. North College down two. They call the timeout. Now they'll inbound near midcourt. Lindbergh gets it into Warner. Warner with the basketball, 25 to shoot. Warner with the basketball, gets the ball screen from Vogel. Warner, three-pointer, top of the key, bang, bang, bang. Warner gives North College a one-point lead, 73-72, 24 seconds remaining. Pace with the basketball, and with 21 seconds remaining, North College has a one-point lead, and Weber International calls for a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The money players for Weber International, Brian Pace, and Tyler Auerbacher's had a hot hand. Mike Bonilla has knocked down some threes this evening, but it's going to start with Brian Pace. You can almost guarantee it. A two-point shot will give Weber International a lead. Will free throws play a part in this game down the stretch as well? We'll have to wait and see. That's a full-length timeout charge to Weber International. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hotspurs, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borenson's.com. Just settle, you'll appreciate their quality service. York College trying to gut one out here. Weber International has the basketball, down by one. 21.8 seconds remaining. Cliff Warner buried the three moments ago to give Dort College the one-point lead. Jakeem Hill will throw the ball in. Weber International with the basketball. Hill to throw it in. Hill gets it inbounded. They give it to Rutledge. Rutledge with the basketball. Back over to Pace. Pace with the ball guarded there by Lindbergh. Lindbergh against Pace. Now here's Pace. Pace driving in. Dumps it up. Shot is blocked from behind by Vogel out of bounds with 5.2 seconds remaining. 5.2 seconds left now. Weber International will inbound from the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They call another timeout. Vogel blocks it from behind after Pace had drawn the double team and had given it to Rutledge in the heart of the lane. It looked like Rutledge was going to go up uncontested, and Jordan Vogel came swooping in from behind to block it out of bounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This is a full-length timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by CNA Spine Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance, single plus Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. It all comes down to this, 5.2 seconds remaining. Weber International will have time to inbound and take a dribble or two. Could actually take three or four dribbles. 5.2 seconds remaining. Inbounding will be Gabriel Rutledge. Where is Pace? They'll inbound the basketball. They get it in underneath Hill. Hill to Rutledge. Rutledge kick out pass. Padilla. Padilla. Three. Oh, good. Good college win. Good college win. Oh, if that one didn't take some time off of Ross Dahmer's life, I don't know what to do. Yeah! Well, you just heard Cliff Warner in the background. North College squeaking out a nail-biter. Warner hitting the three with 21 seconds remaining. And there you have it. North College survives Weber International, 73-72. Good game, Pace. Brian Pace, an outstanding contest tonight for Eastern International. He single-handedly, it seemed, kept his team in this ball game, and he played a whale of a game, and when it looked like Weber International was going to fall off and lose double digits, he brought them back. So what can you say about this Dort College team answering the bell in a difficult place to win? 73-72, Bonilla's three-point attempt off the rim. And that was the ball game. 73-72, Dort College squeaks out the victory. And I said at the beginning of the broadcast, if Dort College escapes with a one-point win, I would imagine Coach Ross Dalma will be happy. Tonight, he'll be happy. Tomorrow, it's prepare for Warner. Back with more after this. Well, if a game like this doesn't help tune you up for the Great Plains Athletic Conference second half of the season, I don't know what will. The Dort College defenders squeak it out 73-72, and what do you say? Gutsy performance, that seems so cliche, but for Dort College, things were not going well. They got up 48-38. Obviously, at that point, things were going very well. They were getting the ball inside. Jordan Vogel was having his way. He was making baskets. He was getting to the free throw line. From that 48-38 advantage, though, Dort College ran into a stretch of difficulty. They were outscored 19-5 to trail 57-53 and actually got down at 1.60-53. That was a 22-5 run by Weber International. Dort College was able to fight through it, tied it up at 62, and it was tied again at 70 with 1:36 left to go in the contest. from there, Weber International took a two-point lead at 72-70 on a blow-by move by Brian Pace. North College, though, with 21.8 seconds remaining in the contest, got a big three-pointer by Cliff Warner to take a 73-72 advantage. Weber International had a couple of chances at the basket, the last one coming a three-pointer by Mike Bonilla. But Bonilla unable to knock down the shot. North College escapes with a win, 73-72. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of the numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR.
If you're...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Lucky thing, I've got kids running around at home. I can work through some of the distractions. Coach Ross Dalman knows what I'm talking about. Somebody looking for a red ball, I can't help them out. Well, we're in a good mood, Coach, because 73-72 win, and the ball hangs in the air for a while on that three-pointer by Bonilla. Let's talk about that last play, first of all, the 5.1 seconds left defensively. What were you keying on? What did you want to try and stop Weber International from doing in that last 5.1 seconds?
Well, let's back up a little bit further than that, Mike. They had the ball last second play. We figured that they would go off a ball screen with Pace, who would be attacking. We wanted to trap that ball screen. They got the ball inside off a nice play. Vogel knocked it out of bounds, and that's where, you know, it came down to the final 5-6 seconds there. We'd seen them run an alignment several times tonight. Thought they would go back to it. They didn't. We did like the matchup. We thought we defended it well. Took away some penetration off a ball screen. They kicked, and, you know, we lived with a 22-footer over fingertips that, like you said, seemed to hang in the air for a long, long time.
A game of momentum swings, and early on, Weber International came out, socked you right in the face, got up early. You came back with a 10-point run. 5-point and 10-point leads didn't mean a whole lot this evening just because of the momentum swings. Kind of what we expected, though, in terms of the defensive pressure that Weber International would put on you.
Well, this is a game that we don't see very often, you know, in the GPAC in the Midwest there. They're a much different team, very athletic, really attack hard off the dribble. Really, really hard off the dribble, you know, off of ball screens. It really consists of a lot of NBA sets. And, you know, we obviously had a tough time matching up in some of the positions, but I thought our guys really showed some toughness. I really liked the character down the stretch when we got down nine, or we got up nine, gave the lead away, and then we're backpedaling and took it back. We didn't shoot it well. We didn't take care of it all that well. We did rebound it very well, and that's what obviously pulled us through there. But it was just a good team win. We're definitely tired after the last couple days. You know, you talk about trying to find the right balance between letting the kids have fun at the beach and going to, you know, the NBA game and this and that versus trying to be at your very best. I don't know that you could. There's a, you know, a blueprint for that, but we were definitely tired. What was neat to see is just different guys coming in off the bench, helping us in different areas and really making a nice team win tonight.
Cliff Horner and Austin Kachi did not shoot the ball very well this evening. I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat it and say that it was something it wasn't. Cliff Horner, 4 for 10 for threes. Austin Kachi, 2 for 10. I don't know with the game on the line that I want anybody else, though, shooting those baskets, and I'm not talking about just your team. I'm talking about in the conference you play in.
Cliff, you know, we ran a ball screen at the end there trying to see if we couldn't get a Cliff a shot or maybe Jordan Vogel a post feed there. And Cliff is, you know, he is really good late in the game. And, you know, they went under the ball screen and he had an open look and nothing but net.
If we give a player the game, I'm going to go with somebody off of the bench, and that was Tyler Walterstorff, 7 points, 9 rebounds, and I mean this in the most positive way possible, but there were times this evening where he was downright nasty in the paint, and you needed that.
Mike, you know that when he was out earlier in the year, we were different, and we talked about that, you know, amongst ourselves a little bit. You know, Tyler is our toughest kid, he just gets things done. You know, he had nine rebounds, like you said, three offensive, and I think all three were on missed free throws. And we had a lot of missed free throws. So we had a lot of chances, unfortunately. But he's able to make the hustle plays, unlike most people. And he was very good for us tonight. Unfortunately, he fouled out, but he played you know, the 17 minutes he was on the floor, he was good.
Jordan Vogel, 16 points tonight. Cliff Warner, 15. Trevor Walterstorff, 12. And I've got to stop and thank one to Trevor. We'll get those. But he ends up with 12 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists.
Yeah, just a good all-around game. And he was the one that was, you know, asked to guard Brian Pace, who's a very good player. We don't, you know, I keep saying this, but we don't see guards like this, guards who are thick and small, but extremely explosive and strong. You know, he took 23 shots tonight, and he was going to put pressure on us. I thought Trevor did a good job there. I thought, I got to say, too, I thought Kyle Lindberg hit a huge three-pointer up against the shot clock when we were down, I believe,
five or six
to draw us back there into a one-possession game, and I thought that was good. He also had 9 rebounds, and it's good to see him play well in front of a lot of family and friends here in Florida.
Coach, now you've got to get ready for Warner. Rest. We've got an alumni gathering tonight, but tomorrow will be a walkthrough. And what was the best way to prepare for Warner? Probably play Weber International tonight.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, they're carbon copies of each other in many ways. Warner is a team that's really substantially bigger. They were in the Sweet 16 a year ago and have a lot of those guys back, so we'll definitely have our hands full tomorrow night.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers. Door College, 23 of 54 from the floor, 42.6%. 7 of 23 on three-pointers, 30.4%. 20 of 34 on free throws, 58.8%. 10 of 19 in the second half, 52.6%. For Weber International, 27 of 61 from the floor, 44.3%, 10 for 24 on threes, 41.7%, 8 for 23 on free throws, 34.8%. Rebounding, Dort College out rebounds, Weber International 51 to 31. Turnovers, Dort College 18, Weber International 6. Steals, Dort College 4, Weber International credited with 17. Point totals, Jordan Vogel 16 points, Cliff Warner had 15 points. 12 points for Trevor Walterstorff, 9 for Kyle Lindberg, 8 for Chris Sievers, 7 for Tyler Walterstorff, 6 for Austin Kachi. For Weber International, 19 for Brian Pace, 8 of 23 from the floor, 14 for Mike Bonilla, 13 for Tyler Auerbacher, 12 for Jakeem Hill, 6 for Johnson Messidor, 3 for Gabriel Rutledge, 2 each for Tristan Chu Kwan, and 2 for Kevin Kobold, 1 for Nate Morrell. Rebounds, Trevor Walterstorff, 11, Kyle Lindberg, 9, Tyler Walterstorff, 9, 5 for Chris Sievers, 6 for Austin Kachi. For Weber International, Jakeem Hill and Brian Pace had 6 rebounds each, Gabriel Rutledge had 5. Brian Pace credited with 8 assists and 4 steals, Gabriel Rutledge, 5 assists and 9 steals. York College is now 12-3, Weber International improves to 7-5. That's going to do it for our broadcast, and that'll do it for the Wireless World postgame wrap. Once again, Dort College survives Weber International 73-72. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.